Welcome to Punta Vista. It's a bonus episode. I'm Andrew, and I'm taking on a brave and exciting challenge to circumnavigate the world in a hot air balloon in only 80 days. If I am successful, I will win the grand prize of 200 euro and a four-minute shopping spree at Tesco. With me is my most trusted valet, who seems to have dressed very inappropriately for the weather up here, wearing the shortest shorts you've ever seen and holding a clipboard with our itinerary. It's Ben. Ben, where are we?
Am I the sort of the Passepartout figure in this?
Yes.
Is that what his name is?
Passepartout.
Is that his name?
I'm going to pretend I know what you're talking about.
Around the world in 80 days?
I feel like I'm having a stroke.
Couldn't name you a character from that.
Phineas Fogg. That's the guy.
Yeah. And his best friend.
His best friend. Passepartout.
Haven't read it.
Apparently, his surname translates literally to goes everywhere, but Passepartout is also an idiom meaning skeleton key in French.
Like Passepartout.
I guess that goes everywhere.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
This has all been a really long-winded way of not answering my question, Ben. Are you trying to tell me you don't know where we are right now?
I think we're either over Bolivia or Belgium. It's definitely one of the B countries. I'm getting like a really strong B vibe from this whole situation.
Okay.
Mm. Belize? Belize. It could be Belize. Brazil?
Could be Belize.
Keep working on it, you know?
We could keep listing countries that start with B. Bahamas?
Yep. Yeah.
Is that a country? Yeah. I thought there was a territory of the US.
Borneo. No, I think. No, the Bahamas, I think, is its own country.
Brunei. The Kingdom of Brunei.
The Kingdom of Brunei.
We're so good at naming countries that start with a B.
The Kingdom of Brunei subsidizes the British Army.
For any
That's
particular
my fact
reason?
About Brunei.
Well, That's a because. Fun fact.
So basically. Britain has the only truly right-wing government in the world in that we are the only right-wing government that believes in the truest sense of neoliberalism of cutting the cops and the army as well. Because having cops in the army is also socialism because it's a form of public expenditure.
Right, so that's actual horseshoe theory for real. It is real. You can go right around the other way.
You can, it's true. And the British army, therefore, is always, the armed forces in general, are always kind of scrimping and saving and finding ways to like outsource their costs and or like downsize or whatever. And basically, one of the only like full-size regiments that hasn't been downsized is the Gurkha Rifles. Because an entire battalion of them are stationed in Brunei, and their wages and upkeep are paid by the Sultan of Brunei because he is extremely worried that he is going to be couped. And he feels like the Royal Gurkha Rifles are the sort of the gossamer thin line between him and like having his head on a spike. So he pays them.
Wow.
That's money in the bank.
Yeah.
Do they have like a little sponsored by patch on their uniforms?
They should, yeah.
Like it's crypto.com.
Yeah, that's brought to you by the Sultan of Brunei.
Presenting the Kingdom of Brunei presents the 101st Gurkha Rifles.
presents to you a bunch of British soldiers presented by the country of Nepal.
Are they, is that the thing where they're still drafted from the Nepalese population as well? Or is that they dropped that around World War II?
No, yeah, they're volunteers, but they are Nepalese, which is why they're so scary, because it's like the most well-paid job you can get in Nepal. So they just have their pick of like the fittest guys in Nepal in the physical sense, not in the sexual sense.
Okay,
Nepal's finest.
Yeah, I mean they may also be the hottest guys in Nepal. I don't know.
All of the well-fit men in Nepal.
Yeah.
It's also with us is my social media manager. She's bought several large trunks of clothing and hasn't looked up from her iPhone 15 Pro Max since we took off. She keeps shaking her head and muttering, "Chugi," but I can't tell if that's directed at me or something on the phone. It's Lucy! Lucy, are we getting a lot of engagement?
We're getting so much engagement.
Mm.
We're posting boomerangs? We're posting a lot of boomerangs. They're real hits.
Boomerangs are Chugi now? Or is that like a millennial thing to post boomerangs, right?
I think they're coming back around, so it's no longer chuggy. Right. It's ironically cool.
The Buddhist comedian of the week.
And the final occupant of our already somewhat cramped vessel, a man who can't stop restlessly shifting his weight from foot to foot as he occasionally shoves me partly over the guardrail before shouting, "Saved your life!" It's friend of the show, stand-up comedian and noted podcaster, Milo!
That is me. I am a noted podcaster. It's such a pleasure to be back on this delightful podcast.
And in our country. You're right in it right now.
I know. I'm in the midst. I've sadly, I'm not in the room with any of you, but I have been in the room with Ben recently, which
you
was
were in the
pleasant.
Room that I'm currently in quite recently. That was fucking delightful.
The exact room.
Yeah, yes. It's a warmer room than the room I'm currently in due to it being in Queensland. But
yes, and no airflow. You have to close all the doors and windows because otherwise I get quite a lot of traffic noise. It is hot in here, and it is not a particularly hot day today. It is just hot in here.
And listeners to your show who also listen to Trash Future will know that we have a little bit that we do on Trash Future just because we enjoy it, which is that our stereotype about you guys is that you're all just very polite to each other. And so we sometimes, instead of doing our usual hooting jackals yelling at each other, we'll do a sort of Boonta Vista style opening where we say, oh, good morning, Riley.
Hello.
and it's a really enjoyable little bit.
We actually, we've got a really, really strict HR department and we are all very regularly observed. Any harassment, any bullying, zero tolerance.
We're also none of us professional performers in any way, so we all still have quite fragile egos, and it's sort of like a mutually assured destruction thing that none of us bully each other because it
we
could
do,
make the whole
but
house
the certain
of cards
thing,
collapse.
There's certain things that we just don't.
It's got to be
we don't address.
That are okay. Yeah, things that are on like a white list of acceptable things to bully people about.
Yeah.
Lucy's whole vibe. Theo's whole vibe. Andrew's whole vibe. And then nothing with me is on the white list. I am untouchable. Please.
Absolutely nothing.
Don't point out anything about me to me, for the love of God.
No aspect. The gaze will not be turned inward. That's the Boonta Vista promise.
That's right. Mm. Always looking outwards for something interesting. And sometimes we see interesting things in headlines. It's time for headline news.
I really enjoyed that musical stab there.
Thank you, Weird Al, for that beautiful contribution to the canon. Here is a bunch of headlines bereft of any context, and I will not be discussing the things I learned from reading the content of the articles they are attached to. Chimps ripped. Chimps go bald and show off their terrifying ripped physiques after tearing each other's hair out.
Oh, why did you say it like that?
What did I
not,
say? What,
not you. Like, why did they say it like that?
Now, I don't know if this counts as providing context. This headline is from The Sun.
right. That was going to be my next question, is which outlet are we talking? Like, what?
So if you want to know which word was in all caps, it was bald.
Bald. Chimps go bald.
Chimps go bald.
Girls go wild.
Terrifying ripped
Chimps
physique.
Go bald.
I love it that it's like a headline about like Jordan at the beach.
Yeah.
If you
she's fighting
shows
chimps.
Off post baby body after ripping off his own fur.
Yeah.
And for anybody who has never seen this, you know, if you're driving your car, take your phone out of your pocket, keep it just below the line of the window so nobody knows that you're on it.
Yeah,
and Google bald chimp just to see how truly terrifying they are.
Hairless chimp. You're about to see something that's going to rock your shit. Although if you've listened to this podcast,
you've seen
definitely
it. You've
seen a hairless chimp before.
Yes. Yeah, I wouldn't want to see a hairless chimp.
You've never seen one?
No,
I'm looking one up right now. I don't think I've actually ever looked at that.
You know how it's always like, hey, you know, we know that. Yeah, we know that monkeys could like tear us limb from limb. Then you get a truer understanding of that idea when you look at some hairless chimps.
Oh, it's horrible.
Ooh, yeah.
They're so yoked, aren't they?
It's kind of like the opposite of when you see a hairless bear. Yeah. Because when you see a hairless bear, you're like, oh, this creature is actually kind of like weird and pathetic. You see a hairless chimp and you're like, we have our same broad physique in common, except you have all the sliders up to max.
Yep.
And you could kill me so easily.
It's a terrifying physiognomy. They also have kind of like a Star Trek head shape.
Yeah.
Yes.
Like it's so wide at the top.
Yeah, like one of those aliens where they've just added one layer of latex to the
thick
head
latex,
and some
yeah when you see a hairless bear, you kind of think you seem really vulnerable right now.
Yes.
You know, like it shouldn't be on display. You see a hairless chimp and you think, oh no, someone has uncovered your power.
Although one of my first results on Google is Quora. Amazing. Yeah. How are hairless chimps treated by hairy chimps? And this is the first sentence I can see. Hairless chimps
great
are treated.
Quora question.
Amazing. Treated as weak, clueless, fools with no ability to recognize social order.
Hairless chimps, you are stupid bitches. Well,
okay, so this is something I did learn from the article, is that they do this as a form of like social punishment. They'll like over-groom each other to be like, hey, you're lower rank, you dumb, bald fuck.
They're giving you a Brazilian as a punishment.
they're pretending to be grooming up behind them while they actually pluck out all the hairs in the male pattern baldness kind of.
Yeah, giving you a widow's peak.
Fuck, you see one.
In the course of my looking up hairless chimps, I found another headline from the New York Post from 2021, which says, terrifying ultra-ripped chimps show why we should pray Planet of the Apes never happens.
I was already praying about that.
It also feels like it doesn't. It's like based on a misunderstanding of the plot of the film Planet of the Apes.
I thought it was going to be good.
Yeah.
I thought we were all hoping for Planet of the Apes, but now I feel I've seen their true nature.
It also does make it sound like it's more likely that it might come true based on what they've found.
Yeah, because like the concept of Planet of the Apes isn't just that one day the monkeys take over, right? Isn't it that like human civilization ends?
That is the concept of the new movies.
Right,
is that they become hyper-intelligent, they organize. In the concept of the old movies, they evolve humankind over like a long period of time, evolves back into apes. Although the time travel thing messes up with it. Check out the Wikipedia article for the original Planet of the Apes series.
Right. Yeah.
Got another headline here. Maple syrup from New Jersey. You got a problem with that?
I feel like I do, actually.
Very defensive headline.
What does that taste like?
Calm down, pal.
It doesn't sound good. It doesn't sound good.
The Canadian Maple Syrup Board has probably got a problem with that.
Oh,
I bet they've got a kind of Parmigiana DOP type thing. Going
yeah, Appalachian there, type issue there, where they got to be like, no. You've got to call that New Jersey sugar syrup. You cannot be calling that maple syrup.
Yeah, tree-based breakfast dressing.
New Jersey tree slime. You can call it that. Nothing else.
I'm gonna whack this out on the table. I don't care for maple syrup.
Okay.
Wow.
It's really sweet, but it also has a kind of woodiness to it.
For some reason.
That I don't. Well, yeah, I know. I'm just like, it's like how in Russia they have a soda that's made of bread. And you're like, you know what? You can really taste the bread.
What's the bread soda?
It's called kvass. And it's made out of like rye bread. And it's like, imagine if lemonade just tasted just like kind of like bread. It's hard to. You have to drink it to understand it. And then you're like, it does kind of taste like bread.
Oh, yeah, that's bread for real.
I've been right back on the Korean corn tea train.
What is corn tea?
I wasn't aware that you'd left.
I just haven't had it in a while. And then I was in a store the other day and saw it and went, corn tea. And
does it taste like corn?
Corn tea? It absolutely does. It's made out of like roasted corn husks.
They're doing a lot of sweet stuff with corn over there, though. You know?
Yeah, although I think I was
Those Koreans.
Yeah.
What are they up to?
What are they up to with their advanced snacking technology?
Was a tie-in deal with the new metal band Korn because they were very popular in Korea.
Were they?
I don't know. They may
probably.
That's the sort of thing that's so random it could be true.
StarCraft, Korn, those three things go together very well. Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys ever had the egg coffee?
Egg coffee?
I always see signs for it at like Korean places.
I've never had the egg coffee.
Oh, it's Vietnamese. Well then. Okay, actually sounds delicious. egg yolks, sugar, condensed milk, and coffee.
Wait, are you saying that it sounds delicious because you found out it's Vietnamese, not Korean?
Yeah, that's
or because you found out the ingredients?
No, there's another one that's like that, which is like the sort of whipped, the Nalga coffee, whatever. It's like whipped instant coffee, kind of. Yeah. It was a big trend a little while ago, and we made it, and I was like, wow, it still really tastes like instant coffee.
Yeah.
Instant coffee tastes the way that instant coffee tastes, and I do not care.
Yeah,
for
I don't like it.
That's not great.
The Vietnamese are doing crazy things with coffee, though. Mm. Unlike the things they're doing with sandwiches, which are genius.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I
get a Vietnamese iced coffee with my banh mi every time, yeah, baby.
I enjoy a Vietnamese iced coffee, but it's objectively kind of a crazy coffee.
Oh, I couldn't be doing that. Like, yeah, imagine if you got up every morning and had one.
Yeah.
It's also pouring a quarter of a can of sweetened condensed milk into a cup. I need a little pick-me-up.
Yeah, and it fucking works. That's just the perfect hangover breakfast. Vietnamese iced coffee, banh mi. Holy fuck, you're good to go.
Yeah,
you're punching holes in the wall.
Do you think, if you keep drinking coffee all the time, your tolerance for it goes up, and at a certain point, you just have coffee addiction. You know, and so for the people who go, oh, I can't do anything, don't talk to me until I've had my coffee. They say, and it's like you're actually just trying to ease the symptoms of the mild addiction that you've given yourself, you know.
Mm-hmm.
What kind of level you think you get into if you're having like 3 Vietnamese coffees a day?
I think probably after a point
of sugar.
You've
also got diabetes.
The sugar is probably the bigger
problem. It's probably
than the caffeine.
Large amount of condensed milk.
I don't think you should be having that much condensed milk.
No.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I'm not telling you what to do, you know?
Not
coming into your hot sealed room and telling you how to run your life.
It's so hot in here, man.
Yeah. You know that on the sides of tins of condensed milk, it says do not give to babies.
Oh, like, really?
As a substitute, or at least it used to. And once
don't fill your baby's bottle with condensed milk.
I have a relative who is like kind of stupid, like known to be stupid in the family. And one time my mum and some of the other women in the family were sitting around with his mother, and they were talking about the fact that it says do not give to babies on the sides of condensed milk. And they were kind of just all doing a bit of a mother's riff where they were like, imagine what kind of insane woman would give a newborn baby condensed milk? All having a little easy chuckle about that.
One silent lady at the table.
Yeah.
In fact, not silent. She chimes in and she goes, well, I gave, you know, my child condensed milk and he turned out all right.
Did he?
No. It was an amazing moment around the table as other people were like, this really explains quite a bit. Although I have to say, this woman is herself the kind of woman who would give condensed milk to a baby. So the genes are not especially strong on that.
The apple is falling right at the foot of the tree.
Yeah.
I am imagining like a, I don't know, I feel like maybe a marathon runner would enjoy like a few scoops of formula mixed well through condensed milk. That's got to be like the highest calorie beverage you can possibly consume, right?
Oh, yeah. Or maybe just straight breast milk. Someone's got to be doing that. Oh, I'm pouring breast milk into my Huel.
We learned something the other day.
Yeah. I milked my wife.
No, we learned something the other day. I think, was it you, Lucy, who put a little thing in the chat?
I did. My best friend texted me. She's just like, oh, so I've just been really getting into the depths of the adult breastfeeding community.
Yeah.
The depths.
Yeah, just on the internet.
Not just the surface level.
No.
So, Lucy, I got to share that tidbit the other day. We had a couple of friends around for dinner.
A tidbit, you could say.
A little tit bite.
I
got to share that with some friends who came around, some gay friends of ours who are going turkey-baster mode soon, and their words,
we're going turkey-baster mode.
Yep, their words, not mine.
I'm baby-pilled, I'm baster mode.
You're in there squirting it in era.
Yep.
I guess whichever kind of way you're doing it, it all involves squirting it in.
That's true, we aren't that different, are we?
Yeah.
We're all just squirting it in.
We're all squirting it in. Elna said, it's giving Thanksgiving. It's giving you're the turkey this year. Gobble, gobble, she said.
No, you don't want to be putting it in your mouth. You know. That won't work.
And if you'd like to hear more of Andrew's wife's jokes, where can they find her?
She's just in the next room.
Yeah, just at Andrew's house.
Don't go to Andrew's house, please. For the love of God, don't go to Andrew's fucking house.
I might go there, but you can't.
You can come here, but the rest of you know. So in the course of this conversation, they were like, oh yeah, you can take this drug that just like brings the milk in and then you can breastfeed, you know.
Yeah, I just learned that. I didn't think that was real. I thought you had to have a baby to breastfeed.
And I said, yeah. I just learned that from my friend, along with some very unsavory information that I got to share with everyone. So it was so perfectly timed for me that you told me that like 2 days before.
Amazing.
Having dinner.
Synchronicity.
With these
life is beautiful. Yes,
that's
yes.
got to mean something.
Mm-hmm. 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 Connections.
Mm-hmm. What information came to you?
I mean, I guess the body is like, you can basically just jailbreak it, because everything that happens to you, like during pregnancy or whatever, it's mostly just like different hormones that get released.
Yeah, like it's triggered by an internal mechanism. Yeah. It's not like a stork is delivering the milk to your body.
So you can just kind of open up the fuse box and just turn shit on in your body if you, you know.
Yeah, that's cool as hell. The human body is such a miracle.
Do you reckon you could make a man lactate?
Yes.
You gave him
Oh my god, absolutely. Yeah, we have the shit's in there. With the right hormones, you can absolutely get men to lactate.
Oh really?
The bits. Mm. You could be dripping, brother.
You could be in the adult breastfeeding community.
Yeah. There you go. We could make the weirdest porn. That's the top tier of your Patreon now. Ben is breastfeeding Andrew.
That's how we make it to 3,000 subscribers. And we will follow through on this one for sure.
That's what we call the Bunta Vista iced coffee.
Pistol Pete accused of shooting man in Byram. No.
What?
Pistol,
not
Pete?
Pistol Pete? Not Pistol Pete.
He would never do that.
I read 3 different articles about this, and not one of them explained why this man is called Pistol Pete. And he's not like a celebrity. He's just a guy who's known to his friends as Pistol Pete.
Yeah. Hmm. Weirdly that he actually used a rifle. So he's currently like trying to, you know, PR those allegations. He's like, I'm still Pistol Pete, don't worry.
I am not Long Gun Pete.
Yeah, I had a long gun to hand at the time. It was at an appropriate range.
Florida family's toilet explodes during thunderstorm. But why?
That's private.
Well, that's good, because that would have been my question.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they're asking more for, like, why is the universe cruel reasons, not by what mechanism did the lightning strike cause the toilet to explode.
No, I want to know the mechanism. No, I'm not interested in the whims of the universe.
Oh, I want to know. What did this family do to deserve it? They probably did something. Yeah. We've all done something.
Were they breastfeeding each other?
They might have been breastfeeding each other. God saw that and said, oh, that's not going to do.
That's not natural. Absolutely not.
Yeah. I'm going to fire off a warning shot.
Yeah. The toilet. Hit him where it hurts.
Yeah. The next one's coming for you.
The next one's going straight in the shower. Yeah, I feel like if you're breastfeeding each other, there's a high likelihood of the toilet getting destroyed, but probably not by a kind of act of God.
Mm. Yeah, just sort of consequences.
Yeah.
Pipe expert issues Easter egg and lamb warning to avoid 300-pound bill.
Well,
that's like a Duolingo sentence.
And if only we could find out whatever context would make that make sense.
No way to know.
Pipe expert issues Easter egg and lamb warning to avoid 300-pound bill. So it's to do with like blockages, maybe?
I'm going to say it's something to do with pouring stuff down the sink, but why would you
do the Easter eggs?
What are you doing?
Or lamb.
Or lamb.
Eating too much chocolate and lamb and doing nasty shit to clog up your toilet?
Yeah.
Mm. How do you become a pipe expert?
Practice.
That's dedication. My other career.
Yep.
Yeah, that's right. Hard work, commitment, stick-to-itiveness.
Hmm.
Yeah. An understanding of cylinders.
Yes. Having a beautiful, open mind.
Mm.
Did Super Mario write this? Huh?
Mm.
Yes.
Did Super Mario write
Super
this?
Mario.
Did Super Mario.
Did Super Mario write this? The man Super Mario.
I think he would call himself a pipe expert, but his friends wouldn't call him a pipe expert.
And Milo, how would you say his name?
Oh!
Hey, what?
A Super Mario? Is this a Mario situation?
Are you a Mario situation or are you a Mario man?
Mario, definitely.
Yeah, interesting.
Wow. The world is full of so much diversity.
The world is crazy.
The world is so beautiful. There's so much going on.
Yeah, yeah. In Britain, we love a short vowel. We're a fan of the short vowel.
Pasta. Super Mario.
Honestly,
people these days, they think anyone can be a pipe expert. But, you know, in my day, you had to start on straws and work your way up.
Oh, I'm having
straws are paper now. They've ruined it.
That's true. They have fucking ruined it. God, I hate the paper straws.
And to what end? Yeah. The planet's still on fire. Just let me drink a milkshake normal.
Has anybody else started doing what I have started doing, which is that...
breastfeeding?
Yeah, from here. Just say yes or no.
Producing
just say yes
breast
or no.
Drinking your wife's breast milk.
We all had a taste. Grow up. Fucking gross.
I mean, not your wife.
She needs milking. It's painful.
Now, when I go to the cinema, I get extremely high and I go and I buy my big bucket of popcorn. And I buy my bag of, say, crispy M&Ms, and I tear the top off.
Crispy's the gentleman's choice.
I pour the whole bag into the box of popcorn.
Mm-hmm. Also, you're getting a nice mixture.
Yep.
Sweet or salt popcorn.
American
sweet
behavior.
And salty. There's only one kind here.
I'm doing that as well, Lucy. I'm doing mixing Maltesers into my popcorn.
Yep.
A little handful. Ooh, a couple of Maltesers in here. Bam!
Yep. All mixes up all nice. Okay. You get your different textures. You get your sweet. You get your salty. It's all
I'm Heston Blumenthal. I'm Samin Nosrat.
So we're all on the same page so far. Then I grab my great
salt,
big...
fat M&M's popcorn. the four base flavors of all cooking, yeah.
So I get my giant Pepsi, because that's all they've got at the cinema I go to. Mm-hmm. And then I just grab like a fistful of straws, because...
Oh, because you're going to go through them.
Every movie is 3 hours long now, and I put a straw in, and then like after half an hour, the straw has turned into a wet pulp.
Oh, you got to get metal straws. I got them everywhere. In the glove box.
We got them at home, but I'm not like taking my own metal straws to the movies.
I mean, the only reason you're doing this is because if it's ever found out that Pat uses like non-recyclable or reusable straws, he is done for.
That's right.
Run out of the party.
If you find yourself in a public place and you need an emergency tracheotomy, Lucy Valentine might just be your best bet.
That's right. Yeah. Got it in there.
Dr. Lucy will be there for you.
When someone's got a plastic straw at a venue, you're like, oh, naughty. Where'd you get this?
Yeah.
Black market?
You went black market? Yeah. You guys got plastic straws?
IKEA just sells a big bag of plastic straws. And we're
Don't give people life hacks for finding plastic straws.
Yeah. In terms of tracheotomy, though, like metal straw's got to be the best. Plastic straw somewhere in the middle. Paper straw definitely
paper straw.
The dog worst.
The guy's dying. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. Sorry about your blockage, bro.
Even though in the bracket of plastic straw, ideally you want the one for the bubble tea that has the slanted bottom so you can punch through the plastic, you know?
Yeah, if you're going to have a severe allergic reaction, one of those Chinese bubble tea places is probably pretty good.
Yeah.
Because also the owners of those establishments look like they would not hesitate to give you a tracheotomy.
Deeply pragmatic.
Exactly. They seem like they would have the strength of character needed in that situation.
They're probably used to it with how many people have their first bubble tea and take a sip and go, as a few chunks hit the back of the throat.
Didn't expect the bubbles. Yeah.
Oh, that's a good point. Yeah, there's probably a huge amount of crossover there. Probably a statistically significant higher
choker hazard. That's why the straw is shaped like that.
Yep.
Actually the origin.
We teach you how to work the machine that seals the plastic lid on, how to do the Heimlich, and how to do a tracheotomy with the plastic straws. The plastic straws do come out of your pay, though.
Yeah, they teach you how to save a life in both the literal sense of saving someone's life if they're choking and then saving like an Instagram gaze life where they can post, this bubble tea saved my life.
Yeah. And also they give you a copy of How to Save a Life by The Fray.
Yeah, that's right. It's the only thing they play.
Yeah.
I have one more headline here.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Teacher drinks his own urine and bathes in it to help with grief.
We've all been there. We've all been there.
Yeah. I like the idea you're drinking your urine and you're like, I don't think this has gone far enough. I'm still feeling some grief. Maybe I should bathe in it.
But it does also imply that the bathing worked. if that's where he stopped.
I'd bathe first. I'd bathe before drinking.
Before drinking, yeah.
Yeah.
I saw yet another couple of posts from one of those piss therapy groups the other day. You know, well, it seems like there will just never be an end to the cycle of people going, I've been spraying it into my eyes and my eyes are very red and irritated. Yeah. What should I do about that? And for some reason, the answer
is invariably... Have you considered milking your wife?
More urine. You need to put more urine in your eyes. Mm. The discharge will pass, said the person in the comments.
So what do I believe? Like, there's a medicinal quality to drinking urine healing piece, right?
I would go further than that. I would say that there is an unbelievable medicinal quality to urine in that it heals everything.
Like everything.
Grief.
The cold, cancer, grief.
Schizophrenia.
One of the other posts that I saw was a lady saying that she'd been like putting a piss in a spray bottle and spraying it like onto her hair for its like for its, you know, hair softening, lustrous qualities. And she was like, how does everyone else deal with the smell?
Yeah, because it smells like piss.
Do you not rinse it out? Mm. I'd probably rinse the piss out.
Her way of dealing with it was to spray it on before bed, let it dry out and sleep like that, and then to like have a shower in the morning and put some natural hair products.
Are you sleeping with your piss on your pillow?
Your pillow's going to be very pissy. That's true.
Do you think everyone who's a like medicinal quality of urine guy got like stung by a jellyfish once and just got carried away? But they were like, well, if it can solve
that, yeah.
Which is a pretty serious ailment. Maybe it can do anything.
Snake bites.
Yeah.
Bear maulings. You know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Grief.
Just pissing directly onto someone who's being mauled by a bear and a bear's like, this is weird. I'm going to go.
Grief, the greatest injury of all. You know?
Yeah.
Just quietly sliding over a glass of a yellow liquid to your recently bereaved friend and being like, hey, just have a little sip of this. You're going to be okay. It's going to be all right.
That's one kind of medical advice that you can get from the internet.
Yes.
And seeing as our podcast is hosted on the internet, here's another kind of advice you can get from Dr. Lucy. It's time for Paging Dr. Lucy.
If you find that you are having a little relationship trouble, just go pick up your telephone and dial it on the double. You call 1-800-317-5155. Now you're paging Dr. Lucy.
That really goes. Congratulations on that.
Yeah, that goes pretty hard.
Thanks. Yeah. I had to.
It rocks.
I had to like remaster all of those for the album that we put on Bandcamp, but I couldn't find the fart sound effect from the end of that. And so
you had to put in a new one.
Isn't on there. The fart isn't on there currently.
But the fart makes it.
Yeah.
Yes.
Disappointing.
You're just going to have to, like, Cinderella type situation, go around, like, Canberra recording people's farts.
Fart.
Is it that one?
Yeah.
Could you fart for me real quick?
Mm. That's a lady's fart.
Do you think?
I reckon. Just a guess.
It might
like,
be.
I feel like
it's just quite delicate.
There's a distinct quality to it. Yeah.
To a woman's fart? Yeah, you're right.
Trick question, women don't fart.
Yeah. Stupid.
Yes.
There's a distinct quality to my wife's farts, I'll tell you that.
And we
were all of the breast milk.
We're not talking about that.
Extremely loud and incredibly close.
Enjoying how much
James
she's featuring
Joyce
on this
sense
episode.
Or
danger close. Calling in a fart on my own position.
Oh, she would admit that because she's such a nice lady, she saves them all day long.
What?
Oh, just for
and
you.
Then, and then at night, that's when they all happen, you know?
Oh.
Hmm.
I'm not sure the compression is doing them any favors.
You're like the soldier like kneeling over the child's bed, like receiving all of the daggers, which are just like your wife's farts.
My wife's farts, that's right.
The sleeping then, like, child is like, the rest of the world.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just everybody.
Eleanor's friends and colleagues sleeping safely in that bed.
That's right.
Hmm.
This is from Reddit/ Am I the Asshole? Am I the asshole for using the bathroom even though my roommate reserved it?
You cannot reserve the bathroom.
No, I'm going to hear him out. I'm going to hear him out.
Yeah.
We've been living together for over a year now in college and we have one attached bathroom. My roommate is the laziest person I know, lays down for days on end. He also uses the bathroom for hours every time he goes in and 3+ hours when he needs to trim his beard twice a week.
You need to shoot this man with the cattle gun from No Country for Old Men.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. This is too long to be trimming a beard.
This person is both deeply depressed and extremely addicted to porn.
Yeah. Like, I have some questions. Is this the American situation of having a roommate that literally you share a room at college, I'm assuming?
Yeah, they do that.
Oh, right.
That's fucked up, by the way. Spend your first year in dorms with like two single beds next to each other, like absolute fucking freaks.
Who are like the horniest that you'll ever be in your entire life because you're like 18. Like
two dudes with like boners so hard that they're painful, like waking up next to each other every morning and being like, hey, I'm just going to stay here for a little while. Oh, actually, I'm going to stay here for a little while.
The weird thing is that like then it means that the ones who end up having the most sex are the Mormon ones, because for them sex is like a group activity.
That's right, because they're helping each other out. They're soaking. I've
heard about the soaking.
Yeah, jump pumping. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Where you have to get your friends to help you do your kind of weird loophole sex.
To do motion for
loophole
you.
Loophole sex, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No, I saw two people being vox popped on the street about this the other day. And they were saying that there's like people they know, you can pay them to come around and do the big jump.
Oh, because they're really good at jumping.
Well, yeah.
Oh, he's an expert.
Well, maybe they've got the whole kind of thing going where they're like, I start on one leg and I kind of bounce onto the other one and I give you a... Mm. It's not just straight up and down with me.
The optimum way to generate a sine wave on the mattress.
I'm paying my friend $200 to come over and do the worm on my king-size bed.
imagine being a jump pumper who gets called in. Like it's like being like a zookeeper, you know, like the lowering the panda into the enclosure and then being like, we'll Ling Ling mate on this occasion.
Oh, out at the pub with your friends, your pager goes off. Look, I gotta go. I gotta go.
I don't do that anymore. I'm not in the game anymore.
Just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in. You're the best pumper we've got, damn it.
Someone sees you like walking to the room. They're like, you working again? Everyone looking at you like you're John Wick coming back from a job.
Jumping up and down. I'm thinking I'm back.
you lost your partner, but no one could have predicted that sperm rebound.
I have to actually say that I have some respect for the kind of I guess the like collective commitment going on from a group of people to all say this doesn't count. That doesn't count.
100%.
Yeah.
Yes, I'm in there. Yes, we're moving around. Whether or not I'm the one moving, hey, who's to say? I'm not pointing any fingers, you know? But it doesn't count. The good Lord's looking down on me, and he's saying, I can't tell.
Like, they've found a loophole. I'll tell you what. I should have had better lawyers when I came up with the rules.
He's making a very ecstatic face, but he seems like he's lying still. Who could tell?
I feel like if you're like 19... and you're like unbelievably fucking horny, you probably don't have to come up with something logically consistent. You'd just be like, it doesn't count if it's doggy style because we're not looking into each other's eyes. So
it's romance, it's not real. That God hates.
Yeah, that's right. Well,
yeah,
he doesn't want intimacy or connection.
Because this is the thing for me, and I think this more or less about all religious people, is if you're at the point where you're like, you're discounting some of the stuff because you're like, well, that's silly. Like if you're like a religious Christian, you're going like, yeah, but I'm going to cut my hair and fingernails because I'm not a freak. Then at that point, you may as well just discount all the stuff in the Bible that you don't like.
Yeah.
Like why are you still being like, no, but I'm obliged to hate gay people? Like, no, you're not. You just said you don't cut, you don't leave your hair and fingernails to grow to like absurd Guinness World Records lengths. So why not? Why can't you like gay people? What's the problem?
When I was like growing up in the church, there was a whole bunch of stuff where the church I was in was a relatively like modern progressive church or whatever. And I was always just sort of given these like hand wavy explanations that Old Testament God was very angry and wrong about some stuff. The New Testament God was like a more chill guy. So it's fine. Like,
yeah. Like they made the more chill Bible because the Old Testament God is like fucking awful.
Cranky. That guy's real cranky.
Mental.
I think somewhere between the two halves. That guy had his morning cup of joe.
Ben, I'm sure that somewhere in the, I don't know, 6 or 7 years or whatever that we've been doing this podcast, I have made mention before of dating a girl when I was like 18. And it was only after we started dating that I discovered that she was like very churchy. Mm-hmm. Which was...
That's quite a bad discovery.
It's quite a bind because you can't find that out and then go, I'm out. You can't say I'm out during the conversation where you find that out, you know.
Yeah.
But like we were doing stuff. We were fooling around. We were doing this and that.
We were crazy kids. We were in the back of my big jalopy getting handsy.
People were jumping on my mattress. So what? What of it?
We were doing various things, but we weren't doing the thing, right? Mm.
Yeah, and breastfeeding.
I was like, when will you breastfeed me? I'm a growing boy.
It's legal. The Virgin Mary did it.
Don't you want to be like the Virgin Mary?
Imagine that, God just being like, well, there's no rule against it, but it is weird.
And at some point, it's weird, man. Yeah. Damn it, there's nothing in the rule book that says they can't.
I'm letting you into heaven, but I am not giving you a good apartment.
I'm frowning at you as you come through the gates. And at some point in my frustration, I was like, much like you were just saying, Milo, I was like, this is fucking silly. We're doing this. We're doing that, you know, but we're not how is this any different? You know, they call it fucking oral sex. It's got sex on the end right there.
Well, it's technically sodomy.
Yeah.
Which is worse than sex.
Oh.
And she was like, well, yeah, we could stop doing that stuff. And I was like, whoa, 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 whoa.
I didn't say that.
Whoa. I agree. It doesn't count. That's not real. You're right. You're completely
correct.
Almost
Richard Dawkins your way out of a hand job.
Yeah. And then she took your honey.
Like instantly in the moment, I was just like, don't worry. I don't believe in anything. I have no internal structure. Don't worry.
Devil makes work for idle hands. So that's right. If you're busy wanking me off, the devil's like, she's doing a hand job again. I'll get her next time.
Shout out to her. What a nice lady.
Yeah.
Oh, I got a message from her like a couple of years ago where she was like, hey, just reaching out because like I'm kind of aware that I used to be real deep into some psycho stuff. And, you know, my family was very into all this stuff and I was right into it. And I wanted to apologize if that was ever insane and weird. And I said, thanks. I just got a few funny stories out of it. No hard feelings.
Yeah. Now I'm going to talk about you on the podcast about how you would only give me a hand job.
Yeah. How you stopped at mouth stuff, you Christian psycho.
Oh, we were all just crazy kids. Breastfeeding
we were crazy
each other.
Kids.
We were all crazy had jalopies. Kids.
We all were driving around, stopping at various makeout points, popping our shirts off, putting them back on.
The whole time
Who
that we
the
were
makeout point.
The whole time That's that right. we were sharing a single malted milk with two straws, all I could think about was when will we get to make out point in my jalopy?
It felt like every time you put a dime into the jukebox, all the songs were about fucking.
All about jump pumping. Imagine going to the make out point at Mount Glorious and just all you can hear is just.
Bed and make me feel good.
You're trying to make out with your girl, but it's just guys in Subarus doing burnouts and there's like thick tire smoke in the air.
Now that's more like what my youth was like. Anyway.
Yeah.
Anyway, this guy's roommate.
He's shitting. He's farting.
Yeah.
He's shitting. He also needs a minimum 45 minutes in the bathroom every morning. Fair enough. So if we have an 8 a.m. class, I'm expected to be done and ready by 7:15 a.m. Sounds completely unreasonable. And I too could have used some extra sleep on some days since I only need about 10 minutes in the bathroom anyway. But he's a really old friend of mine, so I try to adjust. Like this. He also reserves the bathroom from X time to X time because he has to get ready to go somewhere and I'm just not to use it during that interval. I'm happy to coordinate as well because I hardly need much time in the bathroom. The problem is that he's also the laziest person I know. You said that already, a bit harsh. So even though I'm not
just
using
to reiterate,
the bathroom. Yeah. even though I'm not using the bathroom because of him, he also continues to lay down and not use it at all, and the bathroom just stays empty slash unused. So now if I try to use it after that, suddenly he too has to use it and will knock continuously saying, dude, I have class, even though 90% of the time he ends up not going anyway.
Look, I got to be honest, I'm really flip-flopping between being on this guy's side or not.
Same. It's kind of a really funny thing to do, to be like, you can't use the bathroom during that time. And then just
not use the bathroom.
Yeah.
And then when they do use the bathroom, go, whoa, I reserved the bathroom.
I was saving that bathroom for the prophet Elijah. No, I think you should hunt this guy for sport from a helicopter.
Oh.
Yes. Yeah, hard agree. I think that's the appropriate
response.
For the lazy man.
Old country for no men, cattle gun.
Yeah.
Get it on him.
Yeah, I do have sympathy for, like, you know, having need of the... But, like, I hate it when I go to, like, a coffee shop and they have, like, one single toilet.
Yeah.
And you're then if selling you're like, the stuff. Like, you're selling the coffee.
Yeah, it's like, I'm gonna be shitting. Like, you just sold me the thing that makes you shit. And I don't know how long that's going to take. I'm not comfortable with everyone having to wait for me to finish shitting because they're going to need to shit too.
Yeah, in good conscience, if you're selling a caffeinated product, you can't have a one-holer. Like, that's just not on the cards.
No, you got to have more bathrooms than that.
Two holes minimum.
If I tell him how he doesn't use the bathroom, nor does he let me, he'll say things like, yes, but it's my time, so it doesn't matter when I go, as long as you don't go. The bathroom isn't like a plane seat that you can reserve, right? It's a shared asset. So like, now I've...
Well, you reserve a plane seat because you need to be in the seat the whole time. A bathroom is very much an occasional room. You need it for the time when you were pissing and shitting and trimming your beard for 3 hours.
Yeah. God so now damn. I've started to wait for 10 minutes only and use the bathroom anyway while ignoring his knocking during his reserved time, which brings me here. I don't mind letting him reserve the bathroom as long as he at least uses it. Him just laying down while I have to wait till his time over really bothers me. Am I the asshole?
Don't let anyone reserve the bathroom because that's fucking insane.
Yeah. You need to stand up, be a man about it. You're getting bathroom cucked.
The only feasible way in which I can see that being an even slightly sane thing is having like multiple kids or teens or whatever, and being like, everybody needs to use that bathroom and have a shower in the morning or the evening or whatever. Mm-hmm. Everybody gets a 20-minute block to do that in or some shit like that, you know?
Yeah.
Where like you've got to actually get some people through there or something. Just being like, I am reserving the bathroom regardless of whether or not you are using it. I am going to take a shit in your shoes while you are in the bathroom. Insane behavior.
What if this guy has like an unbelievably reliable biological clock for his shit?
He just knows he's going to need to go too, in that 45 minutes.
But within like a 1 hour window. So it's within that 1 hour block every day. But it could happen without warning at any time during that 1 hour block.
Now I'm on board. Yeah.
My beautifully optimized body has...
Perfectly. It's like a Swiss watch.
Yep.
Andrew's bowel movements.
I wake up in the morning and I stand up and my body says, I'm ready to take a shit. And I go in and I take an efficient shit.
Because your body is Turkish.
Yep. And I walk out of there. Oh, no, I've still got problems, Lucy. Don't worry.
You've still got problems? It's not that easy. It's my dream life.
But my
didn't
point
say
being
it was
though,
an easy shit, just said it was a shit.
No, my point being just though, that
punctual.
It happens at the same time every day. It's just an ordeal.
Yeah. And 3 hours later, I'm out of there. No, that's insanity, and I don't support it. In fact, I think that this person should be able to do an extrajudicial execution of his roommate. And I don't think it should be ruled a crime. Yeah. I tell you what will be ruled a crime, whatever it is that we're talking about in this next segment, Crime Watch.
Please put down your weapon. You now have 5 seconds to comply.
What's funny is imagining you listening to that every single time you record a podcast.
And we do.
Yeah. The whole way through.
And so do
I know the Polish
listeners.
National anthem so well now.
Oh, yeah. As you should. As you should. Bumping that in the sklep.
This comes to us from the Woodlands Online, serving Woodlands, Texas. MCTX sheriff attempts to identify vehicle involved in bank jugging.
Okay.
Bank jug? Well, like what they do to hares.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah, but to a bank.
The Montgomery County Sheriff's Office is attempting to identify the suspect vehicle pictured above. I'm assuming there was a picture in the article, Ben.
You could say.
That was involved in a bank jugging. On March 22nd, at about 3:50 p.m., the suspect vehicle with more than one occupant followed the victim from a bank in Harris County to a gas station at the 24,000 block of Saunders Road in Porter, Texas. The suspects waited for the victim to go into the gas station and then broke into his vehicle and stole a large sum of cash along with several cashier's checks. Skill issue. Why? I simply would not have left all of my money in the car.
Why have you got like a bunch of checks on you? What are you fucking doing?
The suspect vehicle is described as a 2009 or newer white Dodge Ram truck with silver bottom trim.
Terrible.
Silver bottom trim, boots with dark tinted windows, chrome factory rims, and a black toolbox mounted in the bed.
Why are you making the car sound so sick? Like,
Why are you talking about this guy's car? Has factory rims. It sounds like you're talking shit about the car.
This
now.
Vehicle is a basic bitch.
Yeah,
Not modded. Probably hasn't even had a stage one remap.
Your Need for Speed Underground score is 1.1. You can't unlock the second area yet.
They would laugh this guy out of Mount Glorious.
This 2009 Dodge Ram does not have a lifter kit mounted. Pathetic.
And what is a bank jugging? Is it just not really?
It's just that you follow someone and rob them?
At a gas station? Not at a bank?
So this is the only reason I put this article in here is because that is a crazy term to invent for the idea of seeing someone withdraw some cash.
No jugs.
And then stealing the cash off them. Yeah.
Not even any hairs.
Does it stand? Is it a portmanteau of something and mugging? Judicious mugging. Because you've chosen someone for the cash.
Judicial mugging. All right, it's legal, actually.
Ben, according to this article on versustexas.com, what is jugging? Over the past several years, a crime trend called bank jugging or jugging has grown in popularity in Texas. All very sort of positive terms.
Well, Texas thing, huh?
Jugging occurs when individuals who have just withdrawn money from a bank or ATM are targeted and their recently withdrawn funds are stolen. The victim, usually carrying a significant amount of cash, is followed from the bank until the thieves find an opportunity to steal the money.
Oh, why? So watching someone from the ATM. Mm.
And, this can't be a new fucking concept at all. This can't be a recent trend. That's the most obvious fucking
thing.
Yeah,
it seems like a pretty obvious way to...
Yeah.
Ben,
it's
got to
be a portmanteau, right?
Are you ready? Are you all collectively ready for... the most disappointing sentence you've ever heard?
Yes.
No.
All right, so underneath the heading, why is called jugging?
Thank you.
This article written by Borat, very helpful. Thank you.
Says, the term jugging in this context comes from the idea that the victim is carrying a, quote, jug of money.
What?
Making them a target for criminals.
Oh, pour me out a cup of that money.
It's like a Fortnite thing.
Got any money in that jug?
Is that like a weird like Texasism for like, it's like, you know how like cowboy folk will be like, you got a grip of cash there.
Yeah, you got a real jug on you.
You got a jug of money on you?
You got any money in that jug for me, boy?
San Antonio Express News
Let me
says,
see them jugs, boy. I'm mighty parched. Got any breast milk in that jug for me, boy? All right.
San Antonio Express News says the origin of the term jugging is unclear, but some believe it came into use over a decade ago when thieves stole women's purses as they pumped gas, according to the Houston Chronicle. Why?
Jug somebody mugging someone with jugs.
Mugging someone with jugs. Yeah, that's right.
That's it. Well, that's the portmanteau. We've got it.
Of course, this predates Texas's accession to the United States. This was a time when the main currency of the state of Texas was breast milk, and this was it was carried around in jugs.
What the fuck? It's so frustrating when you can't. When Let's everybody go to a just fifth says
article, that will unclear. Surely help us.
Yeah.
This is from the Stack Exchange for the English Language.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody has said, here's a whole bunch of articles referencing this thing. Why are they calling it that? One answer says, the most upvoted answer says, from Green's Dictionary of Slang, jug touch, the robbery of people as they come out of banks. That is from 1937.
Oh.
Oh.
And they believe it has come into existence between 1905 and 1925. Coined by E.H. Sutherland, professional thief, says, some canons prefer the jug touch, which is picking pockets of suckers who are in or coming out of banks with money which they have just secured. For similar entries, it is clear that jug refers to a bank. Thus, jugging, potentially okay. A portmanteau of jug and mugging. Lucy,
Game
you picked
down
it.
To the jug. Just the jug.
Go back money. To jug touch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You are you a jug toucher?
Well, it's a B-side by the Bloodhound
yes,
Gang.
Yes, please.
You ever had your jug touched?
See, that's what's great about this podcast. Yes, we laugh, but we also learn.
We learn together, and I like that.
Yeah. We've all learned something.
That's right. It's mainly the jug thing.
Yeah, that is right.
And that you can induce lactating, like just by taking a pill.
By taking a pill.
Yeah. The jug drug.
We've learned a lot about jugs on this.
Welcome to Jug Week.
Yeah, that's right.
Hey, that was definitely an episode of the podcast Punta Vista. Thank you, the listener, for joining us. If you had a spouse in the car with you, thank you even more for your forbearance and your patience. That's awfully kind of you. We hope you had a good time
thanks
too.
For putting up with them.
You know? Yeah, if you need to reach out, like if you need anybody to talk to.
Any support, we're here for you.
My
we know
DMs
better
are
than
open.
Anyone what it's like to have to listen to us.
It's very true.
Milo, thank you so much for joining us. You
it was my
are
pleasure.
Doing a tour of Australia?
I am. Yeah, I'm here now. So
incredible.
If you're in Brisbane, sorry you missed it, you have already been. In which case, congratulations. Mm-hmm. I'm at the Melbourne Comedy Festival from tomorrow, the 28th of March, until the 7th of April, and then I'm doing a show in Sydney on the 12th of April, and then Newcastle on the 14th, Canberra on the 15th. That's right, baby. Adelaide on the 17th and Perth on the 19th. So if any of those sound like a bit of you, tickets are available on my website, Twitter and Instagram. I'm just thinking, what's the easiest way? At miloedwards.co.uk/live-shows. That's your best bet.
And there will be a link in the podcast description as well if you hate typing or if you're driving and you want to just click on a link.
Yeah. Please do buy my tickets while driving. Don't look at the road.
Voice assistant, you will be fine probably.
Yeah. Hey Siri, buy me tickets. Then you end up at Husey by mistake.
Yeah. Mark, put that link in the show description. Please.
Mark, if you could put that up on the screen right now. Thank you, Mark.
Yeah. Thanks, Jamie.
Listen to Trash Future. Listen to Masters of Our Domain.
Yeah.
Listen to the 12 other podcasts that you do as well.
Yeah, there's Glue Factory now as well, which is you can watch us on YouTube, which is a terrifying thought. You want to see podcasters?
Mostly no.
Yeah. More people currently listen to it than watch it, which suggests that the effort we've put in to making it a video podcast is so far not paying off. But
you're going to have to pivot away from video.
We make a lot of promises on Punta Vista, but another one we can give you is we will never go to the effort of recording video for you. That's the Punta Vista promise.
Yeah, that's as it should be. It's as it should be. But circumstances are forcing my hand.
You'd be threatened unless you appear in a video podcast.
Give us a signal if you are in duress right now.
Are you okay? Yeah,
you'll see me on the video on the podcast holding up today's newspaper, doing things like unhesitatingly reciting the Shahada.
You'll be doing hand signals that you learn from like TikTok abduction freaks.
Oh, man.
Please send help. I'm being jugged.
jug touch.
Currently in the middle of a jug touching.
That's right.
Derogatory.
Yeah. I've had the jug pulled from under my feet.
We will see you on the free episode. Hopefully you will see Milo in person. Stay safe out there.
Come to my hotel. Scare me.
That's right. He's on the 7th floor, if that door is it down.
I'm going to see Milo in person. So if you're in Canberra, that's really two podcasters for the price of one.
Yeah. You might get to experience one of Eleanor's farts.
Oh, man. I don't know if I said this on the podcast. That's a bedtime. I said this on the pod before, but just in terms of doxing yourself at comedy shows, Tom, the live show of his that I went to a couple of months ago, a friend of the show, Tom Walker, he finished his show by being like, if you wanted to hang out and have a chat after the show, Ben McClay from Bunta Vista is sitting here in the front row. Come up and talk to him. But they just walked off.
That's good.
Got your absolute ass. Cunt move.
Classic Tom Walker.
He's a cunt.
Yeah, a bit of a cunt.
Yeah. Which in Australia is fine.
Yeah, yeah.
He won't do that to me at his Sydney show, that's for sure.
Surely not. If you see Andrew at either Tom Walker or Milo's show in the audience, go up and talk to him.
He is personable.
He loves chatty. To meet new
he
people.
He loves to yap.
Go and breastfeed Andrew.
Breastfeed Andrew if you see him.
If or your milk has not let down, him. I will breastfeed you.
Yeah. It's like a version of Turkish oil wrestling where the first one to suckle the other wins.
Two men entirely lubed by the breast milk of the other, slipping and sliding.
Oh, we so almost nailed the exit from this episode. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you soon.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.